Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we've all been there and we've watched a fight break out on Facebook and just laughed at the back and forth between people. And in fact, we used to do a segment on the show years ago called Facebook Fights. We would reenact, you know, Facebook pages from towns all around Massachusetts getting into fights over ridiculous things. Well, I belong to a group of Jeep Gladiator owners. I have this Jeep Gladiator truck and it needs new brakes. And, you know, normally you make a post in here, you might get one or two comments. If it's a really hot topic, maybe 30 comments.
Yeah, the whole idea of those groups are to...
It's a community.
Be supported by people
Thank you.
Who have your likes and interests and want to help you. You can find ways to fix problems or whatever.
And the Jeep community is crazy. And they will gladly help you out if you're having...
They seem like really nice folks.
Until I made this post. And this post is obviously very controversial. Wait till you hear what I said, Kennedy.
Bring it to me.
Because this ended up with 168 comments over the course of about 48 hours because of these controversial words. The dealership wants $1,900 before taxes for front and rear brakes on my 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Is that what it should cost? That's it.
Because you feel like that seems high.
Seemed expensive to me to have brakes done.
And how can you say something like that, Carson? It's so incendiary.
How dare I?
How can you be on just one side of the fence like that? How dare you?
And now I envision a lot of middle-aged men from the Midwest calling you.
I could not believe it. At first, you know, there was a few people that are going, yeah, that sounds high. Maybe find a mom and pop shop and some helpful tips and all those sorts of things.
Right.
But then, Kennedy, Dan, they're going to reenact some of the comments that were made. When, again, I just asked, the dealership wants $1,900 for front and rear brakes on my 2020 Gladiator. Is that what it should cost?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, expensive things have expensive parts. Shocker.
If you're anywhere near Northwest Ohio, I'll do it for $800.
This one just simply says, run!
If you have no skills to turn a wrench, you pay what you're offered.
Got him there.
I responded to that one. I was like, do you need a hug?
Wait, you own a Jeep and have the dealership change your brakes? What kind of cat dog BS is this?
Huh?
I'll do it for you for $1,800.
Oh, I'm saving $100. Thank you, sir.
You should be able to do the job yourself. I have no idea as to why Gladiator owners are taking their Jeep to the dealership for basic maintenance.
I'm sorry, changing brakes is not basic maintenance. I'm sorry.
It is if you're not a little soy boy, Kennedy.
That was my opinion. No one else's. My God.
Watch a YouTube video, buy a 12-pack of beer, have a new friend, plus get to know more about your truck. Plus, you're saving a lot of money. That's more just helpful.
That one's actually not terrible. I don't mind that one.
Tell me you know nothing about cars or brakes.
What is wrong with people?
And finally,
yeah,
do it yourself, Nancy.
Isn't that wild?
I am floored. You know, I'm floored.
I'm not floored.
Internet. I get it, like, if he was talking politics or something, like, really, really,
so it
whatever.
Got,
and instead, they just come out yelling.
It got into politics, too.
I'm
and
shocked
the moderator,
by that.
I think, had to go in and delete a bunch of stuff because it went off the rails even more after. I mean, how can you go off the rails of 168 comments when you're asking about the price of having your brakes done?
I mean...
How are you feeling after you got roasted in your Jeep Gladiator?
Next thing you know, I'm on there like starting to respond.
Don't do that.
You get sucked down the rabbit hole.
Do not
right?
negotiate with terrorists.
Never. I started getting there. I just kept responding. Do you need a hug? 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 Do
you
need
a
hug?
Send a picture of you holding a wrench with oil on your overalls?
No. At one point, I wrote a comment that said, I was too busy protecting your rights to be a jerk on the internet as an airborne paratrooper in the Army to learn how to change brakes.
You did not.
So you should just say you're welcome. I didn't say that. It was one of those ones that I thought in my head. I was like, yeah, this will show them.
Well, here's my question. Are you going to leave this group? Because any group that treats you like that should not be a group you want to be a part of, sir.
No, I can't quit you.
I get it. Now you know why I stayed in so many garbage relationships.
Man, I get it. I come from like a very blue-collar family. My dad can change brakes, and my brother can fix anything on a car.
Right.
And I have the softest radio boy hands that ever existed.
From the 781, I want to thank you for this. It is $900 at my shop. I will be calling you after the show this morning. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.